It's time for girls' high school basketball action between Corey Rawson and Ridgemont. Your sponsors for this afternoon's game, Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, The Little Chicago Room, The Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, Bridget Hoel Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, HSLC, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Wilson Tire Company, Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital, Roof Law Office, Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, Superior Credit Union, and Domino's Pizza. Now, live from Ridgemont, here's Sam Albert and Jenny Hildreth.
Good afternoon from Ridgemont High School, where the Lady Gophers are taking on the Corey Rawson Hornets. We just started the first quarter, and Corey Rawson is leading right now 4-0.
Yeah, your opening tip-off, sponsored by HSLC, went to Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson, two quick baskets. Make that three quick baskets, two there by Bryn Reese and one there by Peyton Greta. So right now the score is 6-0. Corey Rawson with the steal and the errant pass there by Ridgemont. Corey Rawson pushing. Up and down the court, it's number 25, Paige McVetta again. She has four, Bryn has four. Score is 8-0 now early. Corey Rawson supplying the pressure and, of course, another turnover for Ridgemont. So Ridgemont four possessions, four turnovers. Corey Rawson four possessions, four scores. So that brings the score to 8-0. Didn't get to our Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital pregame show, but we'll definitely get the postgame show for you there. Corey Rawson with a shot. That's a miss. Rebound there by Ridgemont. Ball goes to Callie Cromer. Cromer with the ball now for Ridgemont. Being guarded up top heavily by Lainey Kemp, and she forces another turnover there. So
Corey Rawson's doing a great job forcing turnovers there on Ridgemont.
I've not seen them play this year, so I don't know if they run that high pressure of defense the whole entire game, but so far it's causing fits for Ridgemont.
Oh, absolutely.
Corey Rawson with the basketball now. That is McVetta. McVetta with the ball. She goes outside. She tries to find Reese. Ball's kind of bad away there, back in McVetta's hands. McVetta's outside there to Kemp. Kemp goes down low, back outside to Kemp. She'll fire off a three. Missed a three. Big rebound there by Michaela. They find Welty. Welty shoots and misses a big rebound there by the shortest girl on the court, Lainey Kemp, with the rebound. 5'3" guard. She gets a rebound. She gets fouled. She goes to the line to shoot two. That foul was committed by Callie Cromer, her first, team's first. First free throw up and good. Score now 9-0. Corey Rawson early. Still 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Second shot upcoming. Up and good. Makes both shots at the line. Scores now 10-0. Ridgemont with the ball and she gets fouled. It's one way to break the press.
Absolutely.
Can't break it by pass and get fouled there. Reese's first foul there for Corey Rawson. Ridgemont with the ball, out of bounds. Brooke Nelson with the ball. Cromer now with it for Ridgemont. Goes up top, errant pass there. Another turnover there by Ridgemont. Ball to Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson has it. Tries to find Reese. Ball gets squirted away there. Crowd by Welty. Welty has the ball. She drives in. She loses it. Still there by Nelson. Nelson with the basketball now. Up and layup good. Brooke Nelson's first point of the game. Makes score 10-2 now. Corey Rawson leads Ridgemont. McVetta pushing the pace there for Corey Rawson. Gets the ball down low. That is Michaela Gilfan. Great defense there by Ridgemont. Forced a turnover. That's a travel there on Corey Rawson. Ball outside, out of bounds to Ridgemont. Cromer with the ball now for Ridgemont. She's looking. Great defense here so far by Corey Rawson. Can't really find anything. Stolen away there by Corey Rawson. Great play by her. Up and misses. Another offensive rebound there for Corey Rawson. Up and good. McVetta.
Wow.
Paige McVetta's sixth point of the game makes it. No, excuse me, fourth point of the game makes it 12-2. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Cromer has the ball for Ridgemont. She brings it up. She's being heavily guarded, and she gets fouled. It's going to be Bryn Reese's second foul. She's going to come out of the game. Octavia Haston comes in for Corey Rawson. Five minutes, 23 seconds left to go. Score is 12-2. Corey Rawson leading. On your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
And another Ridgemont turnover.
Yep, it was a turnover, and then to add insult to injury there, she gets fouled as she gets the steal. Oh, nope, they're calling the jump ball. Never mind.
Oh.
Thought he called foul there at first.
Lucky Ridgemont's break for
basketball.
Ridgemont right there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Brooke Nelson out with the basketball for Ridgemont. Looking. Nobody open. Ends up finally getting it in bounds to Smith.
Callie Kromer with two.
Yep. Callie Kromer's first two of the game. Makes the score 12-4 now. Corey Rawson leads Ridgemont. McVetter with the basketball for Corey Rawson. She goes up top, finds Kemp. Kemp will fire off a three, and I don't see if they settle the three or two. Nonetheless, Kemp makes it. Okay, a two-pointer. They called it a two. 14-4 now. Corey Rawson leads. Nelson with the basketball now. She shoots, misses. Ball bounces around.
Nice rebound.
Rebound there, yep, by Kromer. Kromer goes up, and she misses, and a big rebound there to Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson with the ball now. That is. Oh, we're going to call.
Oh,
they're going to call travel, yep. It was a great pass. Great idea by McVetter trying to go down low to Michaela. Wasn't quite able to get to her.
Took that little extra step.
Yep, refs are on point here. Early Saturday action. Varsity basketball action between Corey Rawson, the visiting team, and Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Kromer has it. Finds Nelson. Nelson with the basketball now. Brings the ball up for Ridgemont. Being heavily defended again. Oh. Ends up turning the ball over again. That's not good. That's their sixth turnover. And they're trying to push, but Kromer's able to steal that ball away. So ball back to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Kromer has the top of the key. Goes down low. Nelson. Nelson up. Shoot. Ball bounces around. Misses. Rebound goes to. Oh, looks like the rebound goes to Corey Rawson, but they're going to call a jump ball, and ball will favor Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson with the basketball now. Chelsea McVetta. I'm going to guess all the McVettas are related. There's three of them there, so. Paige with the ball now. Outside to Chelsea McVetta, up top to Paige McVetta. She'll shoot the three. She misses. Rebound down low, though, to Michaela. Michaela pass out to the other McVetta, which is Chelsea McVetta. She'll shoot and score. Scores now 16-4, Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Kromer with the basketball for Ridgemont, brings ball to court. Being defended there by Chelsea McVetta. She goes down low. She loses her dribble, gets tied up there, and they're going to call another jump ball. Ball will favor Ridgemont this time. So, you know, Jenny, if you're Ridgemont, you got to get something going here offensively.
Absolutely.
Great defense so far by Corey Rawson.
Got to keep the ball in your possession.
Ridgemont with the basketball now. Kromer has it. Goes up top, finds Smith. Smith ends up giving it up to Cronister. She gets in a little bit of trouble there, and it's going to be a jump ball, but it's going to favor Corey Rawson now. Corey Rawson with the basketball. That is Chelsea McVetta into her, I'm going to guess, sister, Paige McVetta.
Sister, cousin.
Sister, cousin, something. Some relation. Yeah, spelled exactly the same. Chelsea has it outside now. Chelsea McVetta is going to shoot the ball. Miss. Wide open look there from three. Misses. Ball goes out of bounds. No rebound there. Ball coming play there for Ridgemont. Corey Rawson has two check in there. That is Morgan McVetta, another one. So you have a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior. So we'll get down to the bottom of if they're related.
Yeah,
here.
We're going to find that out at halftime.
Ridgemont with the basketball now. Kromer has the ball for Ridgemont. Brings the ball to court. Defended at the half line by Octavia Hassan. Ball goes out of bounds.
And another Ridgemont turnover.
Ridgemont's seventh turnover.
See, you have seven, I have ten, so.
You're keeping track. I'm using my head. So.
We'll meet in the middle somewhere, I guess.
It's a lot, no matter how you shake it up. I'm going to go with ten since you're keeping track there. Corey Ross with the basketball now. Great pass down low.
Move.
Ball up and miss. Had a wide open look there. That was Carissa. She misses. Ridgemont with the ball. Kromer goes down low. Gets in a little bit of trouble outside to Smith. Smith will fire off a three.
Ooh,
in and out. Yep. And a little frustration how foul there by her. So Miss Smith's going to commit the foul. And the ball will got about to Corey Rawson. It was Smith's first, second team. Rilla Moreta scoreboard has the score at Corey Rawson, 16. Ridgemont 4. Corey Rawson with the basketball now. Morgan McVetta. She has it. She goes outside. Chelsea has it. Chelsea
tries to go back. Oh, nice shot by Emma Smith.
Yep, Emma Smith, great steal there. She has the ball. She gets in a little bit of trouble. That's a great hustle play there by Chelsea McVett to get back and hit the ball out of bounds. Ball got out of bounds to Ridgemont. Score 16-4. Corey Ralston leading Ridgemont. 2 minutes, 26 seconds left to go. Smith with the basketball. Finds Cromer. Cromer now has it. Top of the key. Drives down low. Great move by her. Oh. Up and in.
Nice job.
Little Euro step there. Ball goes up and in. Her fourth point of the night. Makes the score 16-6 now. Corey Ralston leading. McVetta has it. She tries to go outside. Another great steal there by Ridgemont. That was stolen away there by Jenna Ward. Finds Smith. Smith gets a little bit of trouble, but ends up finding Cromer. Cromer now at the top of the key. She gets heavily defended. Goes down low again. Oh, great pass, but stolen away there. Another turnover. And they're going to call a double dribble, so a turnover back to Ridgemont. So Ridgemont kind of got bailed out there, Jim.
Absolutely. It was a good thought.
It was. It was a nice pass down low. Ball stolen away, but travel goes right back to Ridgemont. So Ridgemont able to get the score under double digits with a basket here. Smith has the ball. She'll take it out. Looking for Cromer. Cromer with the ball now, top of the key. And she's going to get a double dribble called on her. Man, turn the ball right back over. Right after you got the gift to you. Tim White's not happy.
No, I'm pretty sure that in between quarters it's going to be stop turning the ball over.
Yeah, 12 turnovers I think now in the first quarter. Yeah. Not good. Corey Ross with the basketball now. Shoots it. Misses. Rebound goes to Ridgemont. That was Ward on the rebound to Cromer. Cromer goes down to Smith. Back to Cromer. Cromer will shoot the foul line jumper up. Goes everywhere but in. Big rebound there to Chelsea McVetta. She has it now. She goes up top to Carissa. Carissa, nice move down low. Ends up not falling, though. Rebound to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the ball now. Cromer has it. Finds Smith. Smith has the ball. She thought about a three, but thought otherwise. Tries to go down low. Not the best pass, but I think she got ran into there, so I'm not sure how there was no foul there. But.
Yeah, she Kelly Cromer should have definitely been fouled.
And Smith's frustration foul again. Kind of knocks the Porter Watson girl out of bounds. It's going to be her second foul. Team's third, score 16-6, 1 minute, 12 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Guerrilla Radio scoreboard. Brooke Nelson coming back in for Ridgemont.
Emma Smith going to get a break.
Corey Watson with the basketball now. Can't pass the ball in to Paige McVetta. Back outside to Kip. Takes one dribble inside. Outside, three-point shot put up by Michaela. Misses. Big rebound there by Nelson. Nelson has the ball now. She brings the ball up the court. Still has it. Great job by her. No foul called. Up and miss. Got her own rebound. And they're going to call a foul there.
I'm pretty sure I think that's what Ridgemont's going to have to do. They're just going to have to drive to the basket and draw the foul and try to get on the line right now.
There we are. Right now she can cut the score to single digits with the clock stopped.
Right.
But that was a great play by her with the rebound. Coast to coast. Up. Misses. Gets her own rebound. And then she gets the foul called. She'll go to the line shoot too, Brooke Nelson. Shot up and misses off the front of the rim. Brooke Nelson comes to the game averaging 12.8 points. Their leading scorer. Second free throw upcoming. Up and makes it. Now single digits. Score's now 16-7. Corey Ralston leading Ridgemont. 50 seconds to go in this first quarter in your Rilla Berrata scoreboard. Betta has the ball. She goes back outside to Chelsea McVetta. Great drive by her.
Nice.
Ball's hitting away by Ridgemont, and the ball goes out of bounds. I'm going to say off of Ridgemont.
She's dangerous because she can find any little hole, and she can navigate around any defensive player.
Yeah, that was a great play by her. Ball's going to go out of bounds to Ridgemont. Brooke Nelson has the ball. She ends up getting the ball inbounded to Wingfield. Wingfield with the ball now. She gets in a lot of trouble. That's great pressure there again by Corey Ralston to steal the ball away. That's McVetta. McVetta goes down low to Chelsea McVetta up and misses. Ridgemont with the rebound. That's Nelson again. Nelson with the ball. Being heavily guarded by Kemp the whole way up the court. She's triple teamed. Ends up passing out of it. They go down low to Wingfield. Wingfield gets in a little bit of trouble. Tries to go outside.
Nice
again.
Shot by Kylie Shreve.
Yeah. Great defense again there by. She's going to shoot a three. That's going to miss. Rebound to Corey Ralston. 7 seconds left. See what they can do here. First quarter leading 16-7. McVetta has it. Great drive by her. Up and no good. Rebound up and in. It's going to count, too.
Wow.
No time left on the clock. That is number 23, Chelsea McVetta. That'll do it for the first quarter here. from Ridgemont. Your score is Corey Rawson 18, Ridgemont 7. On your region, your radio, WKTN.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
The end of the first quarter brought to you by Roof Law Office was 18-7. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Ridgemont to start the basketball in the second quarter. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Brooke Nelson has it. Takes the foul line jumper up and misses. Rebound to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Gets in a lot of trouble there by Corey Rawson. Going to call another jump ball. And ball's going to favor Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson with the basketball now. Paige McVetta has it now. Top of the key. She drives down low. Ball gets hit away. There's a great defense there by Smith and Nelson to hit it away. Wow. McVetta still with the ball. She ends up finding Bree. Bree puts
nice
it up.
Block yeah. Right there by Don. Have to see who it is.
Yeah, I lost my roster sheet here, too. Yeah, Jada Dondria with the block. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Smith has it. She finds Dondria there. Dondria will shoot the half. Oh man.
In and out.
That's the second one that went down and out. Great rebound there by Cromer. Cromer has the ball. Goes down low to Smith. Excuse me. That was down low to Ward. It goes out of bounds off of Ward. So it's a great look. Great rebound there by Ridgemont. Ball goes back up. Still doesn't go down. So there's a virtual lid on the basket there if you're Ridgemont.
Right.
Score is 18-7, 7 minutes, 3 seconds left to go on your Rutland Burrito scoreboard. Corey Rawson with the basketball. McVetta has the ball. Now to Kemp. Kemp goes and finds.
Nice move.
Chris Welty. She's up and scores. That's her fourth point of the night. Makes the score 20-7 now. Corey Rawson leads Ridgemont.
Oh.
Another wild pass there by Ridgemont. Goes out of bounds. So, you know, Tim White definitely preached no turnovers there going into that second quarter. So far in the second quarter, two to start the quarter, so you're not loving that if you're coach there. But Corey Rawson leads on 27 with the basketball. Mavetta has it, finds Kemp, back to Mavetta, top of the key, down low, Welty back outside, Kemp shoot the ball up, misses. Rebound goes off to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now, finds Cromer. Cromer with the ball, takes the ball to court, still has it. She gets a little bit of trouble, ends up finding Dondria. Dondria with the ball. Gets the ball out of her hands. That's great pressure there by Corey Ross, but the ball is going to, after discussion, I want to see the ball was tipped there, Jenny. You think it was?
I think it was.
Okay, so it was not tipped. So they're going to call an over in the back there.
Can't argue with the refs.
Nope. They're always right.
That's right.
Being a ref, I take that to heart. So Corey Ross will have the ball. Kemp passes the ball into McVetta. McVetta with the ball now. Drives down low. Outside, down low to Wilde. Outside to Kemp. Kemp with the ball now.
Wow.
Great pass down low. That's a great block there
good
by ball. Nelson.
Yeah.
And the ball goes to Ridgemont. That was a great find. Great ball movement by Corey Rawson. Better defense there by Ridgemont. Nelson has the ball. Tries to go out of bounds. Tries to pass the ball. Ball about goes out of bounds. McVetta takes it. McVetta drives. Tries to draw a foul. No foul called. Basket up and good. McVetta. Her 4 point tonight makes the score. Excuse me, her 6 point tonight makes the score 22-7. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Brooke Nelson comes back down. She hits the shot. She lands on her ankle awkwardly.
Oh.
And she's hurt. That's not good. Might be able to walk it off. Yeah, she's okay. It's good news for them. You don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially not your
Absolutely
best player, right?
Not.
Thank you. Kaylin Hildreth, MVP, bringing us drinks.
That's right.
On one crush and all. Carter Ross with the basketball. Paige McVetta with the ball, top of the key. Being guarded by Smith. Goes outside to Michaela, outside to Kemp. Kemp goes down low. That was a great move there by Welty.
Oh.
Shot misses. Ridgemont tries to corral the ball, and the ball goes out of bounds.
I will say one thing about these Ridgemont girls. They are scrappy. They will dive head first, 5 foot, to try to stop a ball.
Yeah, one thing I noticed about them is their record doesn't indicate that, but they are very they battle
Absolutely.
Very, very hard throughout the whole game. They never give up. And, you know, what do you hang your hat on if you're losing close games? It's got to
right.
be the fight in your girls, and they definitely have that. Corey Ross with the basketball. Saturday afternoon, the bank is open. Michaela Gilfillan. Her fourth point of the night makes the score 24-9. Rutland Marina scoreboard. 4 minutes, 55 seconds left to go in the second quarter. That's a great play there on the other end by Ridgemont.
Give
that
Jenna
was,
Ward two.
Yep, Jenna Ward. Jenna Ward's first two makes the score 24-11 now. Corey Ross leading Ridgemont. Came with the ball. Outside. McVetta has it. She drives in. Great move, but better defense there by Ridgemont again. Sold away there by Smith. Smith with the ball to Cromer. Cromer now brings the ball off the court. Being heavily defended there by Bryn Reese. Goes and tries to go outside. That's another errant pass. Ball out of bounds. Off of Ridgemont. Corey Ross and ball now. Chris inbounds ball to McVetta. McVetta finds Kemp. Out to McVetta. Outside to Reese. Reese has it back out to Kemp. Kemp will fake the three. Nice fake. Goes inside. Shoots it. Misses. Big rebound there by Chris Weldy. Up and
oh,
misses. Wow. I thought that was going in. McVetta with another offensive rebound. That ball misses too. Ridgemont with the ball now. Tries to go down low to Dondria. Ball is batted away and stolen away by Corey Ross. That was a kind of a rush play there by
yes.
Ridgemont. Probably didn't need to make that pass, but tried. And they're going to call a foul.
It's going to be a foul, but I'm not on Ooh. Cromer.
Yep. They are calling out on Callie Cromer. Her second foul. Team's fourth foul. 3 minutes, 52 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Corey Rosslyn leading Ridgemont by a score of 24-11 on your Rutland Marina scoreboard. Corey Rosslyn with the basketball. McVetta inside, down low.
And I think they're going to call another foul on Callie Cromer.
Oh, it's going to be on Carissa Weld. Shooting, nope,
oh.
no non-shooting foul. She thought she was shooting. I guess she lined up at the foul line. So shot missed there by Corey Rawson. Great rebound there. Big rebound there by Ridgemont. And the ball almost thrown away, but not quite as a foul. That was a big rebound there by.
That's freshman Kylie Shreve.
The 5 foot, 2 inch freshman.
Yes.
That's a second hustle play she's gotten so far. Tough little freshman there for Ridgemont. She has the ball. She inbounds it to Smith. Smith with the basketball now for Ridgemont. Finds Dondria. Dondria back outside to Smith. Smith has the ball. She gets in trouble. She's double teamed. That's a great defense there by Corey Rawson, but Hoffman is able to get away. Down low to Dondria. Dondria has it outside. Shreve all off her foot. Turnover up to McVetta. Paige McVetta has the ball
hustle.
Now. Wow, she gets all the way down there, tries to draw a charge. That's a great hustle play by her.
She did that in the JV game and she got it.
Really? That's awesome.
It was nice.
Paige McVetta up and in for her two. That makes the score 26-11 and another bad pass there by Ridgemont. Ball out of bounds. Corey Rawson basketball. That is Chelsea McVetta. Then to Paige McVetta. Paige McVetta now with the basketball. Has the ball outside to Kemp. Kemp goes down low to Welty. Welty with the ball now. Outside to Reese. Reese goes outside to Chelsea. Chelsea will fake it. Drive inside. Gets a little bit of trouble there. Great defense there by Ridgemont.
Wow.
Big defensive rebound. Almost threw the ball away, but Brooke Nelson is able to come back and corral it there for Ridgemont. So Brooke Nelson with the basketball now for Ridgemont. She has it to Dondria. Dondria will shoot the shot. Errant shot goes out of bounds. Ball to Corey Rawson. So I just feel like Ridgemont's kind of bringing the ball down, not really setting up much of an offense, and just shooting it. So if you're them, you might be well-versed into maybe running a few offensive plays, trying to settle down, because it looks like they're still kind of trying to get their feet underneath them in this game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Corey Rawson leads 26-11. Chelsea McVetta has the ball. She drives in. She's fouled going to the hole. So she'll go to the line to shoot two. I think the foul's going to be on Brooke Nelson.
I think so. Yep.
Yeah, Brooke Nelson with the foul. Her first, team sixth. Chelsea McVetta to the line to shoot two. First one's up and good. Her fifth point of the night. Thanks to score 27-11.
We've got some substitutions coming in. Lauren Wingfield is coming in for, I've got to see who that is.
Dondria, looks
like. Yep, Dondria. And Kaylin Saylor coming in for, I don't know who else sat down.
I want to say that was
Jenna
that?
Warden.
Yeah. Chelsea McVett at the line for her second shot, up and good. Her 6 point of the night makes the score 28-11 now. And that's a great hustle play there by Corey Rawson, almost thrown away on the inbounds. Ridgemont will take the ball. Brooke Nelson with the basketball now for Ridgemont. Inside to Smith. Smith with the ball now, brings it up. Dribbles into the corner, gets a little bit of trouble, finds Nelson. Nelson has the ball now. She goes down low. Great move by her, spin, and she's fouled.
Drawing the foul. That's what I'm saying. I think they're just going to have to drive and draw those fouls.
He said that in that first quarter, she was able to do that in the first quarter. I think they need to do that a little bit more to get back in this ballgame.
Agreed.
Corey Rawson having a hard time defending her when she takes the ball into the paint. So, Brooke Nelson to the line. Looking to get her 6 point. First foul shot up and misses. Checking in for Ridgemont, Charlie Cronister, 5'5", junior. Brooke Nelson, one shot upcoming. So quiet in here, you can hear a pin drop.
I know. It seems odd.
It's crazy. At the beginning of the game, you couldn't barely hear anything because of the band. Second one's up and misses. Great try at the rebound by Ridgemont, but the ball goes to Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson with the ball now. That's Chelsea McVetta. Tries to go outside, and the ball's going to be off of Green. That's great defense there by Brooke Nelson to force the bad pass. Ball got to bounce to Ridgemont. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Your real number 8 scoreboard. The score is Corey Rawson 28, Ridgemont 11. Brooke Nelson passes the ball in. That's Kylie Shreve, the freshman with the basketball, brings the ball up the court. Great job by her, being heavily guarded, picks the ball up, finds Nelson. Nelson with the ball now, top of the key. She has it. Nice little spin move she has there. She goes inside, back outside to fake the three. Try to go up top, and they're going to call a foul here.
Call foul on, Corey Rawson's 25.
Yep. Paige McVetti gets the foul called on her. It's going to be her first foul, team six. Ball got a bounce. Brooke Nelson tried to pass the ball in for Ridgemont. A little bit of a stack formation there by Ridgemont. They get the ball in, but the ball is stolen away immediately by Corey Rawson. Stolen back away by Ridgemont. And it's going to be – it was tipped. Brooke Nelson kind of gave up on the play. Tim Wyatt not happy at all about that.
Absolutely not.
That was just bad effort by Ridgemont all around there. And the two goes in for Corey Rawson. That was Chelsea McVetta, her 8th point. Makes the score 30-11 now. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. 1 minute, 42 seconds left to go, and you're liberated scoreboard. Second quarter of action. Ridgemont has the ball. They're in a lot of trouble. Man, every single one. Yeah, that's great defense. They're finally going to call a foul, I believe.
I think so.
Yep.
Very rightfully so there.
Yeah. Looks like the girls were all over him. Chelsea McVetta gets the foul called on her. That's her first foul. Team 7, so it's going to be a 1-1 situation coming up for Ridgemont. That is number 25, Kaylin Saylor, the sophomore.
Freshman Kyron Musson just checked in to give Brooke Nelson a break.
A lot of young girls playing in this game. That's always a good experience for them.
Absolutely.
First shot up and misses. Rebound to Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson with the basketball now. They bring the ball off the court. That's Kemp. Kemp with the ball. She drives inside. Doesn't really get stopped. And then finally runs into a wall. And they're going to call a travel. That's great defense. There at first, I wasn't sure there was going to be defense.
And me neither.
The defense kind of closed in on her, forced the travel. So turnover. Ball goes to Ridgemont. You know, Richmond's forcing a lot of turnovers, but they're not can't quite get much going offensively. And they just turn the ball over there, so that's not helping either. Ball turned over and turned back over, and now they're going to call a jump ball in favor of Ridgemont. So Ridgemont dodged the bullet there. Couldn't quite get the inbound pass corralled. Stolen away by Corey Rawson, and ball go back to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. You know, they're two, Callie Cromer and Brooke Nelson are both on the bench. So we've got to see if they can get anything going here with the young girls out there. Sharif has the ball. The freshman has it. She finds Cronister. Cronister has the ball now, top of the key. She's being heavily defended there by a host of Hornets, and they're going to call another jump ball, and the ball's going to favor Corey Rawson. So that's the situation there, Jenny. You just got to get the ball out of your hands a little bit sooner there.
Right.
You know, quick passes. If you're getting double-teamed up top, you're going to have somebody open. Try to find the open girl and hit her there.
Absolutely.
Sure, Wine's going to talk about that at the half. 1 minute, 5 seconds left to go in the second. Corey Rawson, ready to scoreboard. Corey Rawson, 30. Ridgemont, 11. Big rebound there. Same team. Ended up getting a jump ball, and the ball's going to favor Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Kyra Musson with the ball. She has the ball. She finds Sharif. Kylie Sharif has it. And what are they calling there?
They're calling Corey Rawson ball.
Out of bounds again on Ridgemont. So ball back to Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson with the ball now. Kemp has it. And that was a great defense there at the top. Oh, I thought maybe it went off of her, but it
didn't.
That's
what I thought.
So ball back to Corey Rawson. Kemp has the ball inbounded to Chelsea McVetta. She has it.
Wow.
Well, that was a great move by her all the way to the basket. It's going to be her 10th point of the night. Makes the score 32-11. Inbound pass is stolen away by Kemp. Kemp has it. Still has it. Ends up finding Chelsea, and they're going to call a foul there. Wow. It's a great hustle play by, like you said, the freshman, Kylie Shreve again, but she's going to get called for the blocking foul. It's going to be a team seventh foul, so a one-on-one situation coming up. Chelsea McVetta, the 5'9 sophomore. Go to the line for the 1-1. 36 seconds left to go in the second quarter. We're looking at the scoreboard. Score is 32 for Corey Rawson, 11 for Ridgemont. First three throws missed. She gets her own rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. That's great defense there by Sharif. Ball goes out of bounds off of Corey Rawson. So Ridgemont's going to have a ball. You got to get a shot made here. Final minute of this first half. A little trouble getting the inbounds pass in. Ball goes out of bounds off of Corey Rawson. Ridgemont will try again. Ridgemont with the basketball. Looking. Find Sharif. Sharif with the basketball now. Freshman has it. She gets a little bit of trouble. Dribbles to the corner, and it's going to be another jump ball. And it's going to stay here with Ridgemont. So Ridgemont with the basketball. Kyra Musson. The freshman goes outside to Shreve, the other freshman, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off of her. I mean, these are situations you can't really blame. They're freshmen.
No,
they're going to make freshman
not.
Mistakes playing varsity. So, I mean, that's just the situation. You live and you learn on those. Corey Rawson with the basketball now. Kemp has the ball for Corey Rawson. I wonder if they'll play for one shot. Score 32-11, 20 seconds left to go in the second quarter. They go down low, back up top. Kemp has it. She fakes a three, drives in, still driving. No one really picks her up. She gets all the way to the hole, and the ball's going to rebound. Should have been corralled there by Ridgemont. Ball's hit out of bounds. Ball go to Corey Rawson. 10 seconds left to go in this first half. Score is 32, Corey Rawson. Ridgemont 11. Real radio scoreboard. Ball goes outside. Quick shot off the three. Misses.
Gets
her own rebound. Yeah. That's a long rebound. Finds Chelsea McVetta. She'll shoot the three. She misses. Rebound to Corey Rawson again. Up and misses again. Three offensive rebounds. No basket. That's it for the first half here from Ridgemont. Your score is Corey Rawson 32, Ridgemont 11. On your region, your radio, WKTN.
This is Brenda from the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton. Santa has dropped his sleigh full of presents just for you. Our retail store is fully stocked with Black Rifle Coffee, Nate's Nectar Honey, Nick's Snacks of Jams and Salsas, as well as a full line of Saucy Sal's Mustards, Pickles, and Mayo. Don't forget the hot sauce. It makes a great stocking stuffer. Our elves are here for you at the Depot No. 9 every week, open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until Christmas.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah. This is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Pencil Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health, safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
As the Christmas season is upon us, we at HSLC find ourselves reflecting on the past year and those who have made a difference in our community. It has been quite a year for all of us. We hope that the past year has been just as memorable for you and your loved ones. The team at HSLC wishes you peace and joy throughout the holiday season. Warm winter wishes to everyone for an unforgettable and magical Christmas season spent with family and friends from all of us at HSLC. We are beyond grateful for the opportunity to share our 133rd holiday season with you since our beginning in 1888. Merry Christmas.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hello and welcome to this Pure Credit Union Halftime Show here from Ridgemont. Your score at the break is Corey Rawson 32, Ridgemont 11. Jenny, the name of the game here has been turnovers.
Absolutely. Ridgemont had 23 turnovers in the first half compared to Corey Rawson's 9. And like we were talking there at the break, I just think Ridgemont's got to slow it down, set up a play. If nobody's open, make that drive, try to draw that foul, get on the foul line.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it a little bit too. I don't feel like Ridgemont's running many set plays. Like you said, everything feels kind of rushed right now.
Absolutely.
And, you know, at the beginning of the game, you kind of expect that because, you know, pregame jitters and stuff like that. But I still don't feel like Ridgemont's really settled in the game. And I think that Tim White kind of said it at the end of that first half. He said, there's not all but one freshman there. I don't know if he was maybe trying to send his upperclassmen a message. Like, guys, it's 1:30. It's time to wake up.
Right.
And start the second half, you know, with something different. They 23 turnovers. Do the math for you. Do that again in the second half. That's 46 for a game, and they're just not hitting enough shots to be able to turn the ball over that many times.
Oh no, absolutely not.
And then if you're Corey Rawson, there's not much you got to change. You know, you're playing great defense. You're hitting your shots. 9 turnovers. You know, maybe you can cut those down a little bit. But I mean, if you're Tim White, what are you telling your team right now?
I'm not quite sure. I mean, like you said, the turnovers are key right now, and we've got to set plays. We got to get somebody open. You know. Drive to that basket at least and maybe get on the foul line.
And that's the thing is, I don't know, maybe you're telling them, you know, one possession at a time. We're down 21 points. We're not going to get all that back in one quarter.
Absolutely not.
Maybe we can outscore them, you know. Let's try to break it into halves of a quarter, you know, so the first half of the quarter. Let's beat them by 4. Second half of the quarter, let's beat them by 4. You know, now we got a 14-point game going into the fourth quarter. So you just got to try to get those little victories. See what you can do to close that margin there in the second half, but you're definitely right there. You definitely have to start with turnovers. You cannot turn the ball over. You're going to be out of this game pretty quick here in the second half.
Oh, most definitely.
So we're going to send it back to the station. We'll come back with second half action here from Ridgemont. This is your Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high-interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
This is Brenda from the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton. Santa has dropped his sleigh full of presents just for you. Our retail store is fully stocked with Black Rifle Coffee, Nate's Nectar Honey, Nick's Snacks of Jams and Salsas, as well as a full line of Saucy Sal's Mustards, Pickles, and Mayo. Don't forget the hot sauce. It makes a great stocking stuffer. Our elves are here for you at the Depot No. 9 every week, open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until Christmas.
As the Christmas season is upon us, we at HSLC find ourselves reflecting on the past year and those who have made a difference in our community. It has been quite a year for all of us. We hope that the past year has been just as memorable for you and your loved ones. The team at HSLC wishes you peace and joy throughout the holiday season. Warm winter wishes to everyone for an unforgettable and magical Christmas season spent with family and friends from all of us at HSLC. We are beyond grateful for the opportunity to share our 133rd holiday season with you since our beginning in 1888. Merry Christmas.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
We're back with second half action from Ridgemont. Score is the Corey Rosson 32, Ridgemont 11. Corey Rosson gonna start the ball at the second half. McVetta has it. She goes down low, ball up and misses there for Corey Rosson. Rebound there to Smith. Smith with the basketball now for Ridgemont. Same starters for both teams coming in here. Ridgemont has the ball. Brooke Nelson takes it down. Great move by her. Up and in. Layup. So completely different start to the second half than the first half there. Bucket there for Ridgemont instead of a turnover. So that's a great sign if you're Tim White there. And Corey Rosson had the ball again. Missed. Rebound to Corey Rosson. Ball goes out of bounds off of Bree. Back to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Brooke Nelson has the ball. Try to pass the ball in. Has it to Smith. Smith with it now. Getting heavily defended there by Paige McVetta. We just lost the scoreboard here at Ridgemont. So can't really give you a score update at the moment or time update. And I think they're getting ready to plug it back in here. It's okay, they. Yep. Technology saves everything
Thank
where it's
goodness.
At. So 7 minutes, 27 seconds left to go. The ref stopped the clock because there was no scoreboard. So score is 32-13. Corey Rawson leading. Ridgemont with the basketball. Ridgemont has it now. Cromer has the ball. Top of the key. Uses the screen. Goes around it. Ball is stolen away there by Bree. And it's going to be a frustration foul on Cromer.
That's going to be her fourth, I think.
Yep, that's her fourth.
Yep.
Team's first in the second half, but that's not something you want. Get one of your best players in foul trouble. They're leaving her in there, though. That's upperclassmen. You got to trust her. Don't get your fifth. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Corey Rawson with the basketball now. McBetta has it. Goes out of bounds. That's a great defense there by Cromer to force the turnover. Ball back to Ridgemont. Ridgemont has it. Cromer takes the ball out of bounds. Tries to find Brooke Nelson. Finds her. She has the ball. Brooke Nelson with it. Has it. She's being heavily defended there by Bryn Reese. Bryn had it. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Out to Cromer. Cromer finds Dondre. Dondre shoots it from the foul line. Ball goes out of bounds off of the miss. Ball to Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson out with the basketball. Kemp has the ball for Corey Rawson. She'll pass the ball into Paige McVetta. McVetta with the basketball now. Top of the key. Dribbles around, finds Kemp. Kemp with it now. Being defended good there by Ridgemont. Finds Bryn. Bryn with the ball now. She fakes it. Goes down low.
Nice move.
Yeah, that was a great bounce pass down low to Michaela. She's up and in for her first 2 points of the game. Makes the score 34-13 now. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Cromer has it. Cromer finds Nelson. Nelson has it. Fakes a three. Goes inside off her foot. Donji's able to corral the ball off her foot, but the ball is turned over anyway. Corey Rawson with the ball now. It's a 3-on-2. They'll just take it up and in. That's a great take there by Carissa Welty, and that's going to be her second point. First 2 points of the night. Furr makes the score 36-13. And it's going to be a jump ball. Ball out of bounds.
Oh, no. He's going to call a foul on 22.
Oh, wow. Okay. Foul on Bryn Reese. It's going to be her – is that her first?
I have heard that might be her third.
Yeah, I have her for 3-2, so I think the scoreboard was wrong in that one. But nonetheless, she takes a seat. 36-13, Ridgemont with the basketball now. Brooke Nelson has the ball for Ridgemont. Being guarded by Chelsea McVetta. Goes down low to Donji. Donji will shoot the half-court jumper. Misses. Big rebound there. Great rebound there by Corey Rawson. That's Michaela. Michaela with the rebound. Goes down to Paige McVetta. Paige McVetta has it. Michaela with the rebound up and in. Another offensive rebound there for Corey Rawson. She's able to get her fourth point of the night. 38-13 now, 5 minutes, 33 seconds left to go on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Ridgemont had the ball. Ball stolen away. Nobody there on the defensive side. And Chelsea McVetta's up and in with the basket. First two of the game. Makes the score 40-13 now. Brooke had the ball, shot a three, misses. I think it's going to be a foul down low. I think it's going to be, yep, committed against Corey Rawson. It's going to be a number 10. So I think the foul's reset for both teams. So not sure what number that is for her. But Ridgemont has the ball. Donji, half, or foul line jumper, excuse me, misses. Rebound there to Carissa. Goes up to Paige. Paige down low to Michaela. Michaela up and in. For 6 points in the second half, makes the score 42-13 now. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left to go in this second half. Third quarter, excuse me. Brooke Nelson with the basketball. She drives down low. She gets fouled. Blocking foul. She's going to be a shooting foul. Got a lot of shoot, too. Looking for her first 2 points of the second half. Foul shots up and misses. Struggles from the line there for Ridgemont so far. I think she's 1 of 5 now from the line.
Right.
Second shot upcoming. As Bob would say, eyes it, flies it. Misses.
No good.
And Corey Ross with the ball now. They're pushing. They're outside to Kemp. Kemp with the ball now. She looked down low to Michaela. Michaela has a great move by her outside to Chelsea. Chelsea with it. She's being double teamed. Shoots it up anyway. It's great defense there by Ridgemont to force the miss, and she's going to get a frustration foul there. Foul's going to be on Chelsea McVetta. 14th foul early in his third quarter. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont 42-13. 4 minutes, 33 seconds left to go in his third quarter in your Rutland Radio scoreboard. Ridgemont tries to pass the ball in. Great play there by Kemp to knock it back out of bounds. Ball back to Ridgemont. Kermer with the ball. Had Dondria open, didn't find her, finds Brooke. Brooke with the ball. Makes the first girl miss, down to Dondria. Dondria has it. Layup up and misses. Man, she was right there. She's on the line. Steps out of bounds after she got the rebound. It's another turnover there. That was a great move by her. She was right there at the basket, but she might have surprised herself because she was so wide open.
She was.
She ended up missing a layup. Got her own rebound, but she was on the line, so the ball goes out of bounds. Paige McVetta now with the ball for Corey Rawson. She brings the ball up to court. Outside to Kemp. She has down low. That's a great move by her. Back outside to foul line. Foul line, Chelsea McVetta misses. Rebound out to Brooke Nelson. And she got bumped.
I'm surprised they didn't call a foul.
Yeah, I am too. And they're going to call it just out of bounds off of her. Not too sure about that one.
Me neither.
She's a little frustrated by that call, too. Ball goes out of bounds to Corey Rawson. Paige McVetta has it now. She drives down low. Tries to do a reverse layup. That's great defense there. And the ball goes out of bounds. That might have been a makeup call because I think that one might have been off of White. But nonetheless, Ridgemont has the ball. Cromer has the ball. Bringing the ball up the court. She gets double teamed, and that's a great steal there by Corey Rawson. Steal by Kemp. Down low to Chelsea. Chelsea McVetta up and in. Score is now 44-13. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. 3 minutes, 55 seconds left to go in his third quarter. Ridgemont had the ball, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Green. So ball back to Ridgemont. Brooke Nelson trying to pass the ball in. Gives it to Cromer. Cromer with the ball now for Ridgemont. You know, Ridgemont just has not been able to figure out this defense.
No.
That's a great defense there by Corey Rawson. That's a great offensive set there by Ridgemont. Had a girl wide open there again. That was – who was that down low? That was
Jenna Ward.
Jenna Ward misses the layup. Rebound goes to Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson pushes the tempo. McVetta finds Michaela, excuse me. She's up and in. Her 6 point of the second half makes the score 46-13. Now 3 minutes, 23 seconds left to go in this third quarter in your Red River Radio scoreboard. Ridgemont with the basketball on Cromer. Drives in. Tries to draw a foul. Up and in. Her bank shot goes from the half, from the foul line. Score's now 46-15. Corey Rawson leading. Down low to Michaela. Great defense there by Ridgemont. Ball goes out of bounds off of Michaela. Three subs coming in for Corey Rawson. Looks like number 33, Olivia Bacon. Number 24, Morgan McVetta. And number 5, Octavia Hassan, the senior.
Some JV players for Corey Rawson getting some varsity minutes.
It's always good to get your JV players in, your young players in to get some experience.
Absolutely.
Original with the ball, it's going to be a foul. Olivia comes in, she gets a foul. It's going to be a fifth foul the second half for Corey Rawson. Who leads 46-15 over Ridgemont? 2 minutes, 56 seconds left to go in this third quarter on your Red River Radio scoreboard. Brooke Nelson has the ball. She finds Dondria out top. Dondria has it. Gets a little bit of trouble. Picks her dribble up. Tries to go back outside to Smith. Ball is knocked away by Chelsea McVetta. Out of bounds. Ridgemont basketball again. Brooke Nelson with the basketball now. Trying to find somebody to pass to. Looking for Cromer. Ends up going to Ward. Ward back to Cromer. Cromer tries to go down low to Dondria, and that's going to be a foul. We heard that over here.
No kidding.
Chelsea McVetta gets the foul, and that's going to be the 16th foul. One more foul. They're 1-1. Ball goes out of bounds. Brooke Nelson now will throw the ball in for Ridgemont. Kermer falls down. Tries to get the ball to Dondria. Ball goes out of bounds off of Corey Rawson. Ridgemont now with the basketball again. Ridgemont with the ball now. Brooke Nelson has it. Goes down low. It's a great. Smith has it. She gets double teamed. Finds Dondria. Dondria up and in.
Finally.
She's had that shot all night.
Absolutely.
Finally falls down for her. Uses the bank. And the score's now 46-17. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Great. Great pass down low. That's number 33, Olivia Bacon, the sophomore. She gets her layup to go, her first 2 points in the second half. And we are going to have our first timeout of the game. Root number timeout by Ridgemont. They got a timeout. We're going to take one, too, here on your region. You're ready to WKTN.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
We're back from Ridgemont. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont 48-17, 2 minutes 20 seconds left to go in his third quarter. Your Real Number Radio scoreboard. Out of the timeout, Ridgemont has the basketball. Now Cromer with it at the top of the key. Being heavily defended there by Olivia. Finds outside Smith. Smith will shoot the three, misses. Rebound being fought for down low. It's going to be another jump ball.
I wonder how many jump balls we've had today. We've had a lot.
We really have. That person has to change that jump ball sign. It's been busy today. Ridgemont with the basketball. Nelson has it. Goes down low to Ward. Ward got a little bit of trouble. She turns around, does a spin move up and in. Great move by her. That's what you can ask for if you're whining out of the timeout.
Exactly.
48-19 now. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. 1 minute, 54 seconds left to go. Another pass down low, and they're going to be a foul. That was a great pass down low to Olivia Bacon. Olivia Bacon go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Jada Dondria, the 5'11 sophomore. Two shots upcoming. Olivia Bacon. First one's up and no good. Again, nobody making any noise. Second one
it's
up.
It's the quietest game I've ever been to.
Oh, goodness, like nobody. Second one's up and good. So it's going to be her third point of the night. Makes the score 49-19. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball. About a turnover there. That was a great play there by Kemp to knock the ball out of bounds. Ridgemont will keep possession. Brooke Nelson has the ball. Taking the ball out of bounds. Tries to find Ward inside. Finds her. Back to Nelson. Nelson will fake the three. She gets in a lot of trouble there. She gets double teamed. Ward tries to find Cromer down low. Not able to find her. That's great defense there by Octavia. Excuse me. Octavia has the ball. She finds Kemp. Kemp with the ball now. Look for Chelsea. Faked it to her. Goes outside. Three-point shot.
Wow.
Upcoming for Olivia Bacon. Olivia Bacon giving him a spark off the bench. Her sixth point of the – go ahead.
Yeah, I think she's got five.
Yep. Fifth point of the night. Makes the score 52-19. Cromer tries to shoot a three. Rough play there by – it's going to be a jump ball.
It is.
Smith kind of got the better end of that deal. Kind of threw her with the ball. No foul call, though. Ball out of bounds. Corey Rawson with the basketball. Kemp brings the ball off the court. Lainey Kemp, the sophomore, has it. She gets in a little bit of trouble there by Smith. Back down low. Back up top to Kemp. Kemp fakes a three, drives in, shoots the jump shot. Bang, hits it. Scores now 54-19. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. 52.7 seconds left to go in this third quarter in your Real Number 8 scoreboard. Brooke Nelson dribbles into double team. And a little bit aggressive there. Maybe threw elbows there, but she's very frustrated. Wonder if we're subbing her out here.
It kind of looks like it.
And now the clock's broken.
We have a buzzer issue.
And it's fixed. Technology is great when it works.
Exactly.
We know that all too well. And the clock's running. It shouldn't be, but it is. 38 seconds to go in the second half, and they're going to be a blocking foul there. That's a great job by Cromer.
Absolutely.
To draw the foul, and the clock's still running. Oh, okay, it is. Okay, it's a running clock then. I guess I didn't know there was a rule like that in basketball, did you?
Oh, yes, there is.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
All right, so that's. She hit the line for the 1-1. So what happens if the. She makes it. Is she going to shoot again?
She should. They should. Well,
okay.
Yeah, they'll move everybody back, and then they'll let her shoot the last one.
Okay, so 30. Apparently, if the game's 30-point game, there's a running clock. So
yes.
The clock is running, and the clock is actually out. So the third quarter's over. She's still shooting the second into the 1-1. Cromer made the first, missed the second. 54-20 into third quarter here. New World number 8 on the scoreboard. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to bring you fourth quarter action from Ridgemont. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
We're back to Ridgemont. Scores 56-20. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Running clock here in fourth quarter. It was 54-20 into the third quarter. The two-point basket there by McKay that makes the score 56-20. And shot missed by Ridgemont. Corey Rawson with the ball now. McVettel stop, pop, three, miss. Rebound to Smith. Smith with the basketball now for Ridgemont. 7 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter on your Red River Radio scoreboard. Tries to pass the ball down low. Ball ends up being stolen away by Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson with the ball now. Brynn has it. She goes outside. Jump shot's up and no good. Rebound hit around. Taken by Paige McVetta. McVetta has the ball. Up and miss. Rebound to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the ball now. Running down the court. It's Cromer. Cromer has it up and she's fouled. So she goes to the line to shoot two.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to keep driving. They're going to have to try to draw those fouls.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'm kind of wondering why they didn't do that earlier in the game to kind of stop some of the runs that Corey Rawson had. It seems like Kerber can get to the line whenever she wants, but they just haven't been that aggressive with
Absolutely.
That. Kerber to the line to shoot two. First one's up. No good. Checking back in for Ridgemont. It's going to be Brooke Nelson and Lauren Wingfield. Wingfield, another freshman. Shreve sits down, the other freshman. Cromer.
She's played really well.
She really has. Definitely provide a spark off the bench. She's real hustle. She's like a.
Absolutely.
I always compare like to Aaron Kraft, but, you know, just like the glue person that's always running. You know, the person like would hate to guard you in practice because they just don't leave you alone.
Exactly.
So that was a great play by her. Misses the second free throw. Babetta has the ball, trying to go down low. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the ball now. Nelson into Cromer. Cromer has the ball, brings the ball up the court for Ridgemont. 56-21, 5 minutes, 41 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter on your Red River Raiders scoreboard. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Great move there by Cromer again. Yep. That's two times in a row. One she gets fouled, the other she scores. She has more than five. I'm going to guess. I think that scoreboard's still messed up. But 56-23 now, and then they go back down to McKayla. McKayla gets her points up and in. So that's now 58-23. Put Rawson leading Ridgemont. 5 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Brooke Nelson had it, gotten a little bit of trouble outside to Smith. Smith has it, drives in. She gets fouled, and shooting
a
shot.
There we go.
Again, kind of moving the ball a little bit more offensively, driving the ball in, forcing fouls.
Ooh, and there we go.
They're going to take a real number timeout. We're going to take one, too, here on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Pencil Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio-dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
We are back after the timeout where Emma Smith got fouled. Made her first foul shot, missed her second. Ball goes on the other end to Michaela. Michaela's up and in for the and one. I think they missed a foul there. Richmond Girl Ball got pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, pretty much.
60-24, 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Real radio scoreboard. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Michaela up and in. We're now 61-24. Mass subs in for Corey Rawson. I think all the JV players are getting some time now. Like we said, running clock. Over a 30-point game, there is a running clock. So clock is ticking away. 61-24. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Brooke Nelson with the basketball now. She drives inside. Does a spin move out to Smith. Back out to Nelson. Nelson has it. Driving in. No foul. Misses the layup. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Ridgemont. Couldn't quite see a signal there.
I couldn't
there
either.
First.
I don't know that he even did that.
I don't think he did either. First one to get the ball is their ball. Brooke Nelson gets it. And
we got a foul on Jenna Ward.
Foul on Jenna Ward, a legal screen. Would almost have to be.
That would be the only logical explanation.
I'm not quite up to date on my roughing stuff with the basketball officials, but Corey Rawson has a basketball. It was Chelsea. Chelsea had it to Brooke. Brooke's a little frustrated. Fires that ball into Cromer. And that's a great play there by Chelsea. And it's going to be a jump ball. Chelsea McVetta getting on the ground, diving on it. And Mass Subs coming in for Ridgemont. Looks like Kylie Shreve, the freshman. Number 10, Charlie Cronister. Number 5, Kyra Musson. And I'm missing one. Number 23.
Kylie Shreve. Did you call her?
Yep, called her. Number 23, Lauren Ringfield. So three freshmen come into the game for Ridgemont. Trailing 61-24. 2 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter on your Rutland Radio scoreboard. Ball goes out of bounds. And it stays with Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson inbound the ball after some confusion. Ball goes down low. Layup's up and good. Morgan McVetta now. All the McVettas have scored in this game. Ridgemont with the ball. Shreve had it. She still has it. She shoots the ball up. Misses off the backboard. Big rebound there by Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson with the ball now. Corey Rawson brings the ball up the court. That is Octavia. Octavia with the ball. Tries to go down low to Oman. She has it. Goes back down low. Another layup up and in. That's Morgan McVetta, the freshman. 65-24 now. 1 minute, 30 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Corey Rawson leading Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Kylie has it. Gets a little bit of trouble. She ends up diving on the ball. There she is on the ground again. She has it. She ends up being able to keep control of it. Throws the ball off to Mendenhall. Oh, excuse me. That was Cronister. Cronister had it. Ridgemont gets in a little bit of trouble in the corner there. That's Kaylin Saylor, the sophomore, and she travels. Corey Watson ball, 1 minute left to go in this fourth quarter. Leading 65-24 with the basketball. Corey Watson has it. They go down low. Great turn and spin move by her. 33, that's Olivia Bacon. That's her seventh point of the second half. Makes the score 67-24 now. Ridgemont with the basketball. They have it. Great screen set. She uses it. She gets in trouble, gets double teamed. Picks her dribble up. Tries to go out of bounds. Tries to go back with it. Ball goes out of bounds. Back to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. That is Kyra Musson. Kyra Musson has it. Tries to go inside. Thrown away by Corey Rawson. Corey Rawson up and in. That is number 21. Allison Stuckey. Another freshman. Her first two makes it 69-24. 7 seconds left to go in this ball game. 2-1. That'll do it from Ridgemont. Final score is Corey Rawson 69. Ridgemont 24. We will come back with a postgame show here. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
These days, we're all doing a lot more virtually, which is why at Ohio Health, we've expanded our virtual care options and availability to make it even easier to get safe, expert care at home. That includes virtual visits with over 1,000 trusted providers in every medical specialty. Learn more about our virtual health options at ohiohealth.com/virtualhealth.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont Girls Varsity Basketball Action, where Corey Rawson defeats the Ridgemont Golden Gophers 69-24. We're going to send it back to the station for a few more sponsors, and we're going to go back for some stats for you on your region, your radio, WKTN.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com. Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
As the Christmas season is upon us, we at HSLC find ourselves reflecting on the past year and those who have made a difference in our community. It has been quite a year for all of us. We hope that the past year has been just as memorable for you and your loved ones. The team at HSLC wishes you peace and joy throughout the holiday season. Warm winter wishes to everyone for an unforgettable and magical Christmas season spent with family and friends from all of us at HSLC. We are beyond grateful for the opportunity to share our 133rd holiday season with you since our beginning in 1888. Merry Christmas.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event. Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
This is Brenda from the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton. Santa has dropped his sleigh full of presents just for you. Our retail store is fully stocked with Black Rifle Coffee, Nate's Nectar Honey, Nick's Snacks of Jams and Salsas, as well as a full line of Saucy Sal's Mustards, Pickles, and Mayo. Don't forget the hot sauce. It makes a great stocking stuffer. Our elves are here for you at the Depot No. 9 every week, open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until Christmas.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We're back. Ridgemont High School. Corey Rawson defeats Ridgemont by a score of 69-24. Jenny has some stats here for you.
All right. So scoring for Ridgemont. Leading in scoring is Callie Kramer with 9. Brooke Nelson ended up with 7. Jenna Ward, 4. And Emma Smith and Jada Dondria both had two. I think the key right there, Ridgemont turned the ball over 38 times, if my calculations is correct, during the game.
Yeah, you can't win many games if you turn the ball over that many times. We don't have the official stats for Corey Rawson, but they had a lot of players score, and that's kind of how they do all season. Talking with the athletic director here before the game, Caleb Scott there for Corey Rawson, they don't have one girl that averages over double figures.
No.
They're still average about 60 points a game. So they spread the ball around. They always do that. They did it again this game, and they got the W. And like you said, that combined with 38 turnovers is just not, you can't win many games that way.
Oh, well, absolutely not.
So we're going to send it back to the station for a few more sponsors, come back, name a player of the game, and send you guys on your way here to your region, your radio, to KTN.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Keep you rolling on the road or in the field, Wilson Tire. For anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Domino's week-long carry-out deal means you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each every day. That's right, $7.99 each, and every day means any day. But just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's week-long carry-out deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes extra large and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
And we're back in Ridgemont. Corey Rawson defeats Ridgemont by a final score of 69-24. A couple recap stats-wise for Jenny.
Well, didn't talk about the JV at the beginning, so Corey Rawson won the JV. They only played two quarters, 15-4, so that makes Ridgemont 0-7 in
Corey Rawson. They improved to 6-3.
6-3, there you go.
Yeah, so coming into the night, Corey Rawson was scoring 340 points, giving up 291. So they, they're over 400 points now, and just over 300 against. So they have a really good offense. 56-30 against Arlington, 62-28 against Arcade, and now 64-23 tonight. So they score a lot of points, and they're on a little three-game win streak.
Absolutely.
Join us tonight. We had a varsity boys basketball action. Kenton versus USV should be a great game. I think that's going to be three. I know it's JV, freshman JV and varsity all play at USV. Or I think
the freshman's playing
Monday. Home.
Yeah, freshman's okay. Playing Monday at USV.
Gotcha.
Tonight's
okay.
JV and varsity.
Gotcha. Well, join us for varsity, actually. That's going to be Jim and Bob bringing that to you live at 7:30 here on WKTN. I'm Sam with Jenny. Brendan back at the station. Final score here from Ridgemont, Corey Rawson 64. Oops, sorry, Corey Rawson 69, Ridgemont 24. Your region, your radio, WKTN. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for girls high school basketball between Corey Rawson and Ridgemont. Your sponsors for this afternoon's game, Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, The Little Chicago Room, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, Bridget Hoel Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, HSLC, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Wilson Tire Company, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Roof Law Office, Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, Superior Credit Union, and Domino's Pizza. Join us again tonight at 7:30 as Kenton takes on USB in boys basketball.